Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Thanks for tuning in to another Burden and Blessing podcast. We are continuing our series on the 40 days of hope through the Word of God. We are now at day 17, and we are looking at a passage from the Old Testament. I'm Pastor Mark Tiefel, and joining me to lead our discussion on that passage is Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew. Nathaniel, get us started with our verse for today.
Mark, we are looking at Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. I think most of our listeners will find that this is a familiar verse as well, one that is often used for confirmation, or you might find it on plaques or different items around your house. It's a wonderful reminder of the fact that our Lord offers us the assurance that He is with us. And I think we have a problem in our own lives that we think that we are in control and that we always know what is best. And this passage draws us back to the truth that we don't know everything. We are not all-knowing. We're not in control. And so ultimately, we take it to the Lord and we say, Lord, I'm going to put this in your hands. I'm going to trust your will in my life. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. As you take a look at the examples in Scripture, we have all kinds of descriptions of even Christians who mistakenly thought that they knew what was best, and the dangerous fallout, the result of taking control of the situation and not putting their trust in the Lord. I think about the book of Genesis and our forefathers like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and some of the mistakes that they made where they did not put their confidence, their trust in the Lord. And we can relate to that because we do the same thing in our lives, where we think we are in control, we know what is best, and we say, Lord, you can sit down, I've got this taken care of. Here, the verses of Proverbs remind us, no. In all of the aspects of our lives, we need to place our confidence in the Lord. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, confess Him, and He shall direct your paths. Our confidence needs to be put in the Lord. Our trust needs to be placed in the Lord because He knows what is best. He will bring about what is best in our lives, even when we can't see it. And that is something that gives us great confidence and hope as well. Do you have any thoughts on this passage?
To me, this is one of those passages, I kind of think of it in the same light as like Ephesians 2, 8 through 9, where God is just crystal clear with His intention. You know, Ephesians 2 is, for by grace you've been saved. It's not of your own doing. It's the gift of God, not of works. You know, God goes very, you know, He knows where the human mind is going to want to go on some of these truths. And He says, no, it's not there. It's not that. And it's kind of similar to Proverbs 3 here, where He says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. You know, God knows what the human heart wants to do with the concept of trusting in Him. And it's, you know, it's not about your understanding. It's not about your wisdom. And it really amazes me how something written so long ago is so applicable to our day and age. And you see this with so many Bible passages that come out, that the Word of God endures. The Word of God is relevant in all ages and for all peoples. And it speaks to our culture just as much as to anyone else's. And so this is one of those just foundational passages of the essence of Christian faith. And the reason that's important, as you brought out, is when we get what faith really is and we have that gift from God, that's where hope comes from. It's not from our twisted, manipulated versions of what God has given us and our own definitions of what faith and wisdom and knowledge is. None of that really matters. It's what God defines and what God gives us. And that's really what's important. And the last thing I really like about this passage is, in verse 6, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. That word really is just to know Him. In all your ways, know God. And that really simplifies it. That's what faith is. Faith is knowing God as He really is. Faith is having that true relationship with God as He designed and intended it to be. And so when we trust in Him and do not rely on our own understanding, the reason God wants us to do that is because it's the true path to knowing who He is. And to having that confidence and that hope by faith.
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for giving us that foundation for faith in the knowledge of who you are and your will for us in this life. You have revealed to us that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father except through you. We see this carried out in the events of Holy Week and Easter, as you reveal your plan of salvation and carry it out in a way that is beyond our understanding and in a way that we would not have carried it out. And yet it was that way which was the only way in order to accomplish our salvation. As we trust in you for our salvation there at the cross, help us also to place our confidence and our trust in you in every aspect of our lives, knowing and being assured that your will is good, that it is just, that you will do what is best for us. Help us to know you, to acknowledge you in all aspects of our life, and to joyfully point to you as our Savior and as our Lord. All this we ask in your saving name. Amen.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.